I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for a round of My Show Member Can. It's inspired by the old version of Name That Tune, where they would say, how many seconds do you need to identify the next song? And then they would wager, and whoever had the lowest number of seconds would try it. Except this is the highest number of things from a category in 30 seconds. So if we said names of crayons in a Crayola box of 64, and you said, I can name 13. As long as you named 13 actual colors from the box, you'd win, even if you said some other things that were wrong.
Yeah.
Like bingo. And cruise ship, doesn't matter. Wrong doesn't penalize you other than wasting your own time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got that?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let the bidding commence. How hard would you like the first category to be?
Pretty easy.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to give you the easiest one I have. Okay. Because none of them would be labeled pretty easy.
Okay. Okay.
So, Hot Wings.
Yes.
The easiest one I wrote down so far. How many countries on the continent of Asia can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, man. Asia's probably my worst continent.
I'm counting on that for all of you.
But I think I could do 7.
Okay. Tommy, could you do more than 7?
I could definitely do 8.
Old poker face Maitland over there.
Now, Maitland, you made a noise. I want you to know there's 48 total. Or 51, depending on what political climate you are looking for. But there are 48 for sure. So can you go higher than 8?
No, I'm out.
Oh, what? Steve.
9.
Kelly.
10.
Back to Maitland. Can you do 11?
Oh.
Hot Wings.
I'm not sure I can do 11. I'm out.
Tommy.
Yeah, I can do 11.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Oh, come. All right.
Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
11.
You're confident, though, Tommy. It's not a problem.
On the Asian continent, that's basically a quarter of them.
Yeah.
A little less than that. No problem. On your mark, get set, begin.
Russia, North Korea, South Korea, Thailand, China, Japan, India, Malaysia.
7.
Ooh.
That might be all of them.
Vietnam.
Definitely not. Did you say Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yep. 8. You got 3 more.
Got this, Tommy.
Come on, man.
It's one of the biggest. Just think of a different area.
Did I say China?
One. Yep.
I did.
Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Canada.
America.
Wow.
Man.
Oh, man.
I forgot Panama.
Yeah.
We would have accepted Indonesia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the Philippines, Iran, Turkey.
Those are probably oh yeah.
The stands are always a good bet.
Iraq, Iran, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Sri Lanka, Kazakhstan, Cambodia, Jordan.
It always gets me that Russia is part of Asia.
It's most of Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit of both. And some of those, the Middle Eastern countries are the ones that get me. I guess
you forget.
Wait a minute. Is it?
Yep.
Because it's right there. Like,
it is right there.
You know, like, Jordan isn't that far from Italy and stuff. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah,
South America's easy. That's a defined area. North America, defined area. Africa, defined area. Europe and Asia, it's a little suspect about where that border might be.
I'd be less judgy if Tommy had said European countries and said, but he just gave up after getting.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I will not go west of China. I'm sorry.
You gave up up on taking care of a cat.
Oh, wow, Tommy.
Tommy, you get to bid first on this one. You didn't win the first round. Maybe you can do better here.
Okay.
How many people that are taller than 6'8 and famous can you name in 30 seconds?
Two.
Okay. Maitland?
Three.
Steve?
Four.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hotwings?
Alive and dead?
Alive.
You said 6'8", right?
6'8 or taller.
Okay. What did you say, Steve?
One more than Maitland said.
You said
I think four.
Yeah, I think I can do five.
Okay. Tommy?
No, I'm out.
Maitland?
Out.
Steve?
I'm out.
Kelly?
I was out.
You already out?
Yeah.
Five?
Okay.
All right. This is the easiest one ever. On your mark, get set, go.
Victor Wembanyama.
Okay.
I'm going to go LeBron James.
Yeah, 6'8".
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
7'1".
Let's see. How about Cade Cunningham?
6'6".
Ah, damn it. He's short.
6'8 with the fro.
Luka Doncic.
6'6".
Damn it. Magic Johnson.
6'9".
Larry Bird.
6'9".
Okay. Charles Barkley. 6'5".
You forgot Manute Bol and Bol Bol.
Oh,
Sun Mingming.
That's Yao Ming.
15 feet of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Bradley.
Sure, he's in a wheelchair now, but he's still tall if he
I bet he's
up
still taller
stick.
Than me.
You and when you asked the question, I thought about the Chinese guys and then immediately said none of them.
We would have accepted Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Zach Edey, the guy that we went to college who's on local TV, Tom Wadlow. Maitland, you want an easier one?
Yeah.
You're the first bidder here. How many weird afflictions the body can get can you name in 30 seconds?
I'll start at four.
Okay. I would like you to know in advance. I don't have a list for this, so I'm going to have to use my best judgment to decide.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're correct.
What defines weird?
Yeah, what's a weird affliction?
Something you don't see very often, Steve. How many can you name?
Five.
Kelly.
What's the topic again?
Weird afflictions of the human body.
I could do six.
Okay. Hot Wings?
Seven.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll do eight.
Maitland?
Nine.
Steve?
Ten.
Kelly.
Guys, I'm out.
Hobbings.
Out. I'm perfect.
Yeah, I'm out.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Oh. Steve pushed the gamut one too far.
Sure did.
I will nudge someone else forward, he said. Steve.
Okay.
You must name 10 weird afflictions as judged by Earth.
Okay.
That the human body can get. On your mark, get set, begin.
Too many fingers.
One.
Okay.
Not enough fingers.
Not that weird.
What?
Yeah. See it all the time.
That's less weird.
A claw hand.
That's finger.
Two. But it's still finger.
That's finger related. You
You're
know,
one.
You've already gotten that.
Okay.
If you say one more finger thing, we're taking it away. One.
Anything from Dr. Pimple Popper where people have really big growths that they have to remove?
Two. Those are weird.
When somebody loses a body part, so they grow another part on another part of their body. Like that guy, didn't that guy get like a penis growing on his arm and then they transplanted it?
Yes, they did.
Does that count?
That gives you three. We were looking also for too many heads, lungs on the outside.
Yeah.
Zits for penises. Vagina in the underarms. These were all possible.
Those are weird afflictions.
Yeah. Steve, I said the list today was peculiar. Your turn to bid first is how many ironic dentist names can you name in 30 seconds?
Three.
Kelly.
I can say four.
Hot Wings.
Five.
Tommy.
Six.
Maitland.
Seven.
Very thoughtful. Steve.
No, I'm out.
I'm out too.
It's a race away from the bat rack. Hobbings. Hey.
Oh. I'm out.
Maitland.
I feel like Hot Wings is going to be really good at this.
Maitland
I'm out.
Maitland and Hot Wings both like these kinds of categories. True or false?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because a lot of times you guys are like, I want this one. All right, Hot Wings.
Okay.
Nine.
Eight.
Let's do nine for fun. Okay. Ironic dental names. On your mark, get set, go.
Johnny Gingivitis. Thomas Cavity.
Two.
Rodney Braces.
Three.
Johnny Sugar.
Four. That's a good one, actually.
Buster Toothbrush.
Five.
Ooh, Freddie Floss.
Freddie Floss.
Not accepting it. Still at five.
Let's see. Garbanzo Plaque.
Six.
Wendy Laughing Gas.
Oh, finally a woman.
Yes. They can be dentists, too.
I was starting to think Hot Wings doesn't think a woman can be a dentist. You know, they faint and get the vapors at the sign of teeth.
Well, I mean, they're usually the hygienist, to be honest. But the hygienist does all the work.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So they're the better.
Yeah.
If you see a lady dentist.
Garbanzo gingivitis.
So Hot Wings.
Some of them are Italian.
Hot Wings, you're saying if you see a lady dentist, she's really just a dumb hygienist.
She's a lazy hygienist. I gotta write that down for a hot take.
Hope my mother-in-law heard that one. She's gonna love that one.
A lady dentist is a lazy hygienist.
And male dentists are just men who are lazy.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever had a male hygienist.
I did once in 50 years of going to the dentist. And at first I was like, well, this is weird. And then I was like, no, it's not. It's the same.
Yeah, that's weird.
But
it is like, yeah, how come?
All right, Kelly. A lot of these have been weird categories.
Okay.
This one is more normal. Names of failed invention patents from the 1800s.
I could
this is the mood today, by the way.
I could do four of those.
Made up gibberish. Four.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hot Wings.
Five.
Tommy.
Yeah, seven.
Did you understand all the words in
wow.
that?
Wow. It was a lot of words.
Man, he jumped. He jumped.
Maitland.
I'm out.
What?
Tommy jumped ahead too many.
Yeah,
but
it always,
one.
It always throws me off when he jumps ahead.
How many did you say?
I said five.
And you said eight.
And I skipped six.
Yeah, and then you said seven.
Yeah, he said seven.
No, I said eight. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
No, I'm out.
No, whoa, wait.
Kelly?
What's happening?
Failed invention
patents. No, I know the, but how
the number
many?
Is eight. You
Tommy
have to
keeps
go nine.
Jumping.
Yeah, okay. I'll do nine. Shut up, Tommy.
Hot Wings.
I'm out.
Tommy, you're going to do nine?
No, go ahead, Kelly.
Okay.
Mate, you're out?
Mm.
Everybody's out?
Yeah.
Kelly, nine failed invention patents from the 1800s. It's eight.
Okay.
On your mark, let's go.
The great breast inflator, the lady leg spreader. I can float a boat with just a couple swimmies. The incredible wife that'll make you sandwiches no matter how mean you are.
Kind of wordy.
Wow,
yeah, well, they're
yeah.
wordy.
Yeah,
patent.
I mean,
wordy
it didn't, it, well, it didn't mean, make
it's
it.
It's a patent.
If they didn't do that, they'd just go wave at a boat where they didn't know anyone.
The one shot and you're drunk, liquor. The incredible never-ending cigarette.
That's all I got.
Yeah, no, that was a nice.
I like how you incorporated the voice too.
Yeah, you have to, right?
I would have.
You've got to. Yeah,
in
that's
my
the
mind,
voice
in
of elixirs.
In my mind, in advance, that's how that was going to go. Somebody just texted and said, "Is Johnny Sugar Johnny John's porn name?" The answer: Yes, it is.
Yes.
Back to the wings.
Yeah.
From the audience. Ooh, this is a good one. How many real or made up roadside attractions that we can visit in Northeast Pennsylvania in addition to the Wilkes-Barre Giant Cow near the Wawa and the Sheets can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, boy, there's a lot of them. I think I can do seven of them.
Okay. Tommy.
Yeah, I could do eight of those.
Maitland.
Nine.
Steve.
Ten.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hobbings.
I'm out.
Tommy.
I'm out.
What was your number, mate?
Nine.
All right, that's your number.
Wait.
How many?
Steve said 10.
Steve said 10.
Oh.
Maitland, you want to go higher than 10?
What is it again?
Is anyone here?
Real or made up roadside attractions in Wilkes-Barre, not including the cow, because I already said that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do 10.
Okay.
Steve. No, you had to do 11.
Well, I'll do 11 then.
All right, I'm out.
Oh, Wings, check her headphones. See what she's listening to.
Blink, blink.
All right, Steve.
I just said I'm out.
Yeah, okay. He's out.
Maitland.
11.
11.
On your mark. Get set.
Unless you want to go up to 12.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 11. Unless you do 12. On your mark. Get set. Go.
The Pennsylvania pit.
Ooh.
Just a big pit.
I'm in.
Yep. The giant pickle. Mm-hmm. The world's largest Philly cheesesteak outside of Philly. Prison Mike's prison. What are some animals from Pennsylvania? I don't know.
All the ones that are here. Oh, the Nittany Lion.
The what?
The Nittany Lion.
The Nittany Lion.
The Pennsylvania Bear.
The one I do want to go to is...
Man, you should have been slower.
In Pittston, they have the world's largest invisible crayon.
Whoa! So
we're going to drive right by it tomorrow.
Can we please go see the cow, though?
No, it's stupid. No offense.
It's not that big. Duffy. I looked it up online. I was very underwhelmed in pictures.
Duffy, take us there.
Don't.
Duffy.
No.
If it's more than 1 inch out of the way,
Duffy, don't tell. We don't know where we're going. Just say that, we got to go
we
past
do.
It.
I know where I'm going. You know that. I memorize roads fast. That's why when we go by things, I say, did the show there.
Yeah.
The people were out here saying that the giant cows by the Wawa that we're going to on our gas station tour. So
we're not doing either of those things.
Yeah, we've been to a Wawa.
I haven't.
Well that's who cares?
Tough, the Wawa.
Tough rocks.
Go touch grass, Maitland.
I want to buy the cow.
Oh, someone said, Maitland, the PA pit is real. It's called the Archbald Pothole.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.